Hello, hello.
And what a great, great, great it is. A great, great day. So glad that you all could join in this morning. We're going to go ahead and get started because I have a lot of material to cover in 30 minutes. So today we are talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And as we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, I want you to notice that the Word of God said the fruit. It doesn't have an S on it, even though there are many pieces of the fruit of the Spirit. The reason why is because without the fruit, which is the Holy Spirit, none of these fruits would be produced. And when we talk about produce today, what does it mean to produce? Produce means a cause, a particular result or situation to happen or come into existence. Okay, that's what it means to produce. So we're going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit today. We're going to be talking about seed planting. We're going to be talking about, we're going to go through all pieces of these fruit, and we're going to go pretty fast. So get your notepads out, get your tablets, your word, go along with me. And I've got to say a quick prayer while we get into the word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, for covering us, protecting us, and shielding us last night. We thank you, God, for sending your guardian angels around about us as we slept, waking us up this morning with a right peace of mind, Lord God, our sanity, and with our mind stayed on you, God. You said you'll keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So we need to keep our mind stayed on you no matter what the circumstance, situation, no matter what it looks like, sound like, or feel like. We're going to keep our focus and our mind stayed on thee, and you will keep us in perfect peace. We bind every spirit, unlike the Spirit of God right now, and the airways and the second heavenlies that try to come against this broadcast, we pray that you unstop deaf ears, that the people can hear what the Spirit is saying unto the body of Christ, that people will be healed, delivered, and the captive made free, and that we'll grow a little higher today, Lord God, in our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your precious word. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. All right, Galatians 5:22. We're going to start with verse 22, and it said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Now, the fruit, joy is great pleasure, triumph, rejoicing, and in Nehemiah 8:10, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay, if we allow the enemy to steal our joy, then he's going to steal our strength. And if he steals our strength, we won't be able to go forth in the word of God, in the things of God. But anyway, I'm going to back up a little bit. The first one is love. So when we talk about love, we're talking about an unconditional love. Love is not a feeling. You know, love, you can't refer to love as how you think or how you feel, because your heart is wicked. And love is unconditional. It's selfless. It's not selfish. You're giving in of yourself. And it's not about, I'm going to do this for you because of what you can do for me, but it's because I do this for you, because God so loved the world that he gave. God gave his only begotten son. Now, we as believers, we have to get that same unconditional love, no strings attached. I love you just because I have the love of God on the inside of me. Regardless of whether you love me back, regardless of how you treat me, I have the love of God. It's selfless. It's not looking for nothing in return. So if someone tells you, just because somebody tells you they love you, don't mean that it's true. And I know people say, well, love is an action word. That's true. But you have a pimp that tell a prostitute or a whore on the street, I love you, and they give them money, they get their hair did, their nails, and they do all the materialistic stuff and take care of them on the outside, and they tell them all the time, I do this because if I didn't love you, I wouldn't do this for you. But when you're arrested and you're developed, you've been beat down all your life, you don't know what true love really is, you will think that because they give you money or because they spend money on you, that they love you and they tell you they love you. The devil is a liar. Love is an action word, true enough, but love comes from God. So in order to love you the right way, the godly way, the unconditional way, I have to have God in my life. I have to have the Holy Spirit, the fruit, which is the Holy Spirit, in my life in order to produce the godly love, to have the joy, great pleasure, triumph, rejoice. And near my 18th, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't allow the enemy to steal your joy today, people of God. Peace is the Hebrew word for peace. It's shalom, wholeness, fulfillment, well-being, quiet, and harmony. Quiet and harmony. If it's ever time that we need the Holy Spirit to give us a peace of mind, to give us a peace in our spirit, in our soul, because we got so many things that's going on around you. You can't, the enemy is throwing this distraction, that distraction. But God said he'll keep your mind. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Who do you put your trust in today, people of God? If you put your trust in materialistic things, if you put your trust in man, if you put your trust in what other things that are bound to fail and not put your trust in the Lord, then you won't have a peace. But to put your trust in God, meaning I don't care what it look like, feel like, or sound like, God, I know you got me. I know you're going to cover me. You're going to protect me. You're going to shield me. I'm standing still, and I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm not going to waver. I don't care what the circumstance say. I don't care what it feels like or look like. So we'll have a peace. All hell can be broken loose in your life. All kind of things can be going on. You can see it, but you don't see it. You can hear it, but you don't hear it, because you will have the peace of God. Hallelujah. And because you keep your mind on him. Long suffering, the state of undergoing pain, distress, or hardship. This is one of the fruit of the Spirit. The Holy, in order for us to get these fruits in our life, we're going to have to long suffer. We're going to have to go through things. We're going to have to be shaped, make, and molded into what God has called us to be. It's not going to feel good. It's going to be pressure. It's going to go against everything that you think you want to stand for. That's a problem in the body of Christ. We want to call everything the devil, but some things is not the devil. Some things is our flesh. Some things is because we don't want to surrender or discipline ourselves in the word of God and in the things of God. We don't want to walk up right before God, and we rebel against the spirit of God and calling it the devil, because you don't know the difference between what God is trying to shape, make you, and mold you into the warrior, hallelujah, into the disciple that he calls you to be. Disciple comes from the Greek word discipline. So in order for us to be a disciple of Christ, we have to discipline ourselves in the word of God. We have to crucify our flesh. And you may say, well, what does crucify mean? It means to destroy the power of. We got to tell that flesh, you a liar. You may want to do this, but you're going to fast today. You don't rule me. I rule you. And we don't have to succumb to the lust of the flesh. So we have to know that we have to long suffer. It's the state of undergoing pain, distress, or hardship. It's not always going to be hunky-dory, everything's beautiful, and everything's going well, and I'm feeling all good, so I'm just hunky-dory, hallelujah. But it's going to come a period of long suffering, but this is to make you, this is to shape you and to mold you into the woman or the man of God that God has called you to be. Got to get some thick skin over here. I know they tell you that you can put your money in and do God like a lottery machine and pour and look for seed faith to get this and get that. Okay, what good is it to have all the money, to have money in your pocket, but then your life is messed up. You don't have a prayer life, hallelujah. You don't have a connection with God. And what good is it to have all these materialistic things and money and you still die and go to hell because you're rebellious against the word of God and because you won't discipline yourself to walk in the word and the will of God for your life. Forget that. Thank God, Lord, I thank you for money. I thank you for blessing me with the finances, but I'd much rather have a peace of mind. I'd much rather have the power of the Holy Ghost. I'd much rather walk in the fruit of the Spirit and have the love, the joy, the peace. I'd much rather have that, God, than to have all the riches and fame and all this. I don't want that. I want more of you. I want to be shaped, made, and molded into the woman of God you've called me to be. Glory to God. I want to display your spirit, your presence on this earth. Hallelujah. That men, women, boys, and girls would know that my Savior still lives. My Savior is a healer. My Savior is a deliverer. When we look at faith, okay, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Faith is now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith working in the right now, that's the scripture. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So no matter what that means, no matter what situation you're in right now, no matter what circumstance you're in, no matter what's going on in your life, around you, in you, know that now faith is. So my faith right now is active. My faith right now, God, and I'm going to believe. I don't see it, but I believe it. The hope for it says the things hoped for. I know what the word of God says, so I'm going to stand on the word of God. In Mark chapter 4, verse 15, this is the NIV version. It says here, some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown, and as soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. And as I was reading that, I was thinking about, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. When you plant a seed, if you go out into if you go out in barren land, I was talking with someone and I was sharing something with them and I was telling them, if you go plant something on a barren land, there's nothing going to happen. It's not going to grow. It's not going to produce anything. But if you go out into a fruitful land with the fertilized, it's fertilized, it's the nutrients in there, it's just great. It's awesome. It's just a good place to grow things. It produces very well. Okay? You put your seed down. If I put a lemon seed down, then I'm going to produce a lemon. And I begin to, once that seed is planted in that nourishment, the nourishment, which is the Holy Spirit, glory to God, which is the seed is the word of God, and it's planted in my heart, planted in my spirit, it's planted in my soul. Once I have sown that Holy Spirit, once I have sown that seed of the word, then I have to make sure that it's watered properly. And so as you water it by what? By washing of the word. So every day I have to make sure that that seed that I have planted, which is the word of God, that I water that with the word of God, that I water it and I have the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. That's that power, that's that neutralizer, that's that fertilizer that's going to produce whatever seed I planted. It's not going to produce something else. It's going to produce whatever seed that I planted. And it says, some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. They have no foundation. You give them the word of God. These are the ones that jump and shout and fall in the flow and amen to everything, scream and holler. And then you pick them up off the flow. They mess their wig up, their shoes and everything. And you pick them up off the flow. They sit down, fan you. Then you go on about the day and you step outside the building after you feel. I feel we had a good service today. I feel good. Okay. But once you step outside of those doors, then you step into reality. Because it ain't about feeling good, because it's going to come a time you're not going to feel good. You're not going to feel the goosebumps. Hallelujah. It's going to come a time where you're going to feel like, Lord, where you at? What you doing? Do you hear me? Hallelujah. And your faith got to know and be active of what the word of God said. You stand on that faith. But that seed that's been sown, hallelujah, you've been watering it with the washing of the word every day. You're standing on it. You're believing it. You're not taking down. You're not backing down for what the word of God has said. That's the right now faith. And then you don't let that seed, you don't let the enemy come in, because the devil come right in and take that seed. And you don't, and you have nothing to, you have nothing that you can produce, because now you've allowed the enemy to come in and to take that seed. You've allowed him to come in and take the seed. So when we look at this, the sower comes in like the seed, so the enemy will start putting all kind of distractions in your life. He'll send people, he'll send circumstances, he'll send things in your life to distract you, to take you off the course. That's where Mark 4:15 comes in, that you are like that person that jumps, shout, fall on the floor, and at that particular moment you had a good time, they had to fan you and bring you back to yourself, and you walked out the door, and immediately the enemy steals that word from your heart. The enemy steals it, because why? It wasn't planted in the right fertile soil. It hasn't been watered, and it hasn't been nourished the proper way. So, and sow means to scatter or place a seed, a crop in, or a piece of ground so that it may grow. How is your spiritual growth? How are you growing? Are you growing in the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith? Then we want to look at the next scripture, and I'm about to wrap this up. I only got 15 more minutes. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ, listen to this. This is verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and affections and lust. Crucify means, once again, to destroy the power of you walking in your flesh instead of walking in the spirit. And I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, because there are a lot of spirits out here, but every one of them is not holy. There's only one Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And you're going to produce whatever spirit, whatever seed you have planted, whether it be the seed of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, goodness, faith, love, whatever it may be, you're going to produce that particular seed. But if you planted gossiping, lying, backbiting, things of the world, that's what you're going to produce out. You can't get something out that you did not put in. It says affection means feelings. You can't walk in your feelings over here. You can't talk about how they keep treating you and what they keep saying and how they doing it. Who cares? Why? That's a distraction of the enemy. Why? Because he knows if he can get you to focus on the person, you'll get envy, bitterness, strife. All these things will come against that person. But the Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not that individual that you need to be talking about and coming against. It's that spirit of the devil. So you need to rise to the top as a believer and take it out in prayer. Get on your face before God and begin to bind the spirit of the enemy and to bind the spirit of the devil in that individual and pray for that individual. It's not the individual that's got a problem with you. It's that spirit of the devil that hate all of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you can't walk in your feelings. Forget how they treat you. Forget what they said. Forget what they did. Pray for them. Rebuke them, the devil, and move on. Don't allow him to come and take that seed that's been planted away. Because guess what I said in the beginning? The love of God that he gave unselfishly. We got to have that love of God. So he's trying to produce this fruit in us. We got to allow him to. It's going to be some pressing. It's going to be some shaking. It's going to be some crying in the midnight hours. Glory to God. Whoa, thank you, God. But we got to want it. And we got to allow the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit do. And that's heal, deliver, and make the captive free. Make us over, Lord Jesus. And it ain't going to feel good. But we thank you that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. That's one of my favorite scriptures that keeps me going. Lust is a strong desire, longing for, hunger for. What are you lusting? Why are you lusting after stuff, after people, after things? When we should be like that deer panteth out the water, we should be running and hungering and thirsting after the things of God. He said, they that hunger and thirst shall be filled. So we should be hungering and thirsting after more of God. And then as we hunger and thirst after the things of God, he'll begin to cultivate that fruit in us. We don't got to try to make people think we some way. We just live the life, hallelujah. And the spirit of God will flow from us. The love of God will flow from us. The goodness will flow. The faith will flow. The meekness will flow. Glory to God. When we talk about meekness, it means patience, long-suffering, forbearance, righteous, humble, patient, under suffering. We're patient under the suffering. I'm hurting, God. I'm going through. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Like Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you, God. I trust what you're doing in me. I trust you, God. Hallelujah. I'm under the surgeon. You are the best surgeon in the world, God. You can cut out everything unlike you. You can put everything in me that needs to be put in me to make me become the woman of God you called me to be. Temperance means habitual moderation in the indulgence of the appetites or passions. Moderation in action, thought, or feeling. Restraint, self-discipline. We got to be temperate. We need to pray about that and be able to control yourself. It don't say the devil, no, you need to pray, kill this flesh, crucify this flesh, and you tell the flesh, no, you don't rule me, I rule you. If I got to go on a three-day fast, I rule you. You don't rule me. I'm going to contain myself. I'm going to have that self-restraint. I'm not going to act a fool because somebody else is acting a fool. I'm not going to cuss and act out because somebody else is cussing and acting out. I'm going to temper. I'm going to discipline myself because I am the called and chosen by the Almighty God, because God wants to use a vessel in this earth. Hallelujah. Some people only see Christ because they see him through you. We are to amplify Christ. Verse 25 says, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Live means to remain alive, reside, be settled,
Walk means continuing course. Step out. If we live in the spirit, if we remain alive, because God is life, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is life. And the Jesus Christ is life, the way, the truth, and the life. And if we remain in him, if we stay in him, stay in his word, walk in the spirit, the Holy Spirit, not no other spirit, let us also walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But anyway, walk means a continual course, step out. It's a daily thing. Every day you open your eyes, you must walk, continue course, step out. Stand on the faith. Believe him for the now. Now faith is. Now he's going to work in whatever situation I am. When I wake up every day, I tell my day, nah, the devil is a lie. I feel a weight of heaviness. I bind this weight of heaviness in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of depression in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of oppression in the name of Jesus. I bind every backbiting demon, every warlock, every witchcraft that's working against me. I bind every negative word that's been spoken against me in my life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I will walk in love. I will walk in joy and will not allow the enemy to steal my joy. I will have peace of mind. Lord God Jesus, gird up the loins of my mind. You said you will keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I could care less what the people say. I could care less what Facebook say or the people on Facebook. But God, I thank you for a peace of mind today because I am who you say I am, God. Thank you, God. I refuse to let the enemy come in and rob me and steal my joy, steal my peace. Thank you, God. Steal my goodness, steal my long suffering. I refuse, and I will walk in temperance. I will walk in self-discipline. I will discipline myself. Hallelujah, because I'm not an animal. I'm a human being with the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me that is able to keep us if we want to be kept. 26 says, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Provoke means deliberately make someone annoyed or angry. Envy means to desire to have quality, possession, or other desirable attributes belonging to source, someone else. God, we all have gifts that God has given us. We all have talents. The word of God says gifts and callings come without repentance. So you can operate in your gift and you can do good in what you do. You can prophesy. You can do all your gifts. You're singing like a mocking bird, but they come without repentance. What you mean, Shonda? You can walk in all of these gifts and still end up and lose your soul. Still end up and go to a devil's hell. Oh, glory to God. But it say here, don't be envious. Don't be desirous of what some other person is walking in. Walk in what God calls you to walk in. Believe me, when you walking in what God calls you to walk in, you try to fast and pray and you fighting devils and demons to make sure you're doing what he calls you to do. You won't have time to look across the fence and even worry about what somebody else is doing, what they ain't got. You won't care if they up singing and you didn't get the position. You won't even care because when you really meek and humble in the spirit of God, you a lot of times you like, oh, God, if you don't use me, speak to me, I'm just going to sit here, just praise you. Nobody won't even know I'm here. I'm just as quiet. Why? Because you're humble and you're meek and you walk in what he called you to walk in. You're not trying to be seen. You don't care about spotlight. You don't care about people putting you on a pedestal. You don't care about the likes on Facebook. As a matter of fact, you know that when you stand in the truth and holiness, the word of God says that the world hated him, they're going to hate you. They persecute him, they're going to persecute you. So you got to understand you're not going to get that many likes on Facebook when you stand in righteousness, purity, and holiness because you're going against everything that the world stands for. Hallelujah. So you will serve. We serve an almighty God that he is able to keep you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He wants to produce this fruit in your life today. He wants to produce this fruit in your life today. Don't allow the enemy to come in and steal the word of God that's been sown in your life. Mark 4:19 says, But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful.
And that's what we are now to do sometimes. We get our mind focused on this, that, and the other, trying to make money, trying to run after this and run after that. Just forget all about the word. Forget about what the seed that was planted. The enemy come in and choke it out because you're worried about what people think, what people say. Is this going to work and that's going to work? Now, that's the opposite of faith. And you say you're a believer. And the word just told us that we as Christ should crucify the flesh. So why you up at night crying, worried about what's going to happen, and the sinners laying down sleeping at night peacefully? Something is wrong with that. It's time to get our little act together. It's time to get our little act together. God want to perfect the fruit in you. He wants you to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Not some other spirit, not some strange spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit. And you don't have to tell nobody. You don't have to try to show off nothing. But you just be who God called you to be. And the fruit of the Spirit will be produced in your life. That's just like whatever seed we plant, lemon, apple, pear, peach, whatever. After a while, it's going to start to sprout and come up. And everybody going to see it. And that's the way that he wants us to be. Thank you, God. I see I have some people on the line. Does anybody have any questions that they would like to ask or any comments you would like to make before I pray us out off the show?
Thank you for that awesome teaching of the word. So I just feel the Holy Spirit just speaking to me once again this morning. And I just thank God that you were obedient to the Spirit and just putting it out there for us, just keeping it real.
Amen. Real talk, because he wants to produce the Spirit, Holy Spirit in us. He wants to produce the fruit of the Spirit so that we can be seen and we known by what we look like, not by what
Amen.
We talk like. Talking goes with looking, but when people see that air, hallelujah, when people see that fruit,
yes,
you don't got to try to explain none to nobody.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you right now for this day. We thank you for this word. We thank you, God, for the people, the callers that called in today. We thank you, God, for the ones that may listen to the broadcast at a later time. God, we ask that you touch them. We ask that this word be planted deep within their spirit and that they don't allow the enemy to come in and take that seed out, that they would water it with the word of God, with prayer, and God, that they would stand on this word, they would believe this word, and that they would allow you, God, the Holy Spirit, to come in and produce the holy fruit, to produce the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness and temperance, Lord God, because you said against us there is no law, and that you told us in verse 25 that we should live in the Spirit. Let us walk in the Spirit. And we thank you and we praise you, God, for this broadcast. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And to all of you all that were on today, if any of you all would like to speak with me, you can message me on Facebook under LaShonda Williams. Or you could send me an email at LaShonda Williams, LaShanda Williams, WILLIAMS 907 at gmail.com. And I will be glad to minister to you. I'll be glad to talk with you. I will be glad to pray for you. So any prayer requests or anything, just send it to my email or Facebook, inbox me on Facebook. Love each and every last one of you all, and you all continue to have a blessed and prosperous and fruitful rest of the day. In Jesus' name.